9, 6 o'clock, WMJI, Magic 105.7. As you're getting up, getting ready to go, watch out. It's kind of slippery out there. Leave a few minutes early, you'll be fine. We have some accidents out there already. We'll keep you up to date on it. Also, it's Tuesday, contest time. We'll have some of that today. Who's on the show?
Well, we have Jim Donovan to talk about the mighty, mighty Cleveland Browns. Yeah, David Brenner. He's going to talk
that?
About
what was that right
there? It's over.
You didn't have it.
No, it's not.
But we won.
I know, but you can see that we beat Buffalo and they.
We were on Monday Night Football, man.
Yeah, Buffalo was better record than
coast to coast everywhere.
They started out undefeated for how many games?
Right.
What
a poor performance.
A win is a win.
I'm glad we won. But I'm not buying it.
Quit
trying to find the negative all the time.
Oh, my gosh. Right. David Brenner is going to talk about his upcoming appearance at Hilarity. He's also Philip Norman, author of John Lennon. And I wonder if you had to say, like, did his kids have to go, John Lennon? Like, we had to say, John Lennon. I wonder.
Okay, also, knock it off. That book, by the way, jumped on the bestseller list. This is a hit.
Harry Connick Jr., he's appearing at the State Theater.
Should be fun. And, of course, it's Tuesday. We'll have the morning show feud with the Melting Pot. Will be here to take cooling down a notch or two, which is about time. That should be fun. Plus, time now for Nearly Impossible Trivia.
All right.
That's where I give you the question. Any answer. And then, of course, at 10 o'clock before we go away, you'll have the answer, and you'll be able to call in and win a fabulous prize selected especially for you. Imagine, Jimmy, that you... my man, this won't work with him. Imagine that you are stranded on a desert island, and you can only take one thing. What would it be? The number one answer given in this survey by most folks, you could only take one thing. What would it be?
A cell phone.
What did most people...
his DVR?
I was going to say a cell phone.
Your DVR.
Well, DVR would be... No. Yeah.
Cell phone is a logical answer, okay? This is not a logical question.
Okay. I'm going to say
you're going to be stranded in a cell phone. What would you take? You're going to be
alone lighter.
On a desert island. What is the one thing they said they wanted to take? Any idea?
A knife.
A knife.
I'm thinking some survival type.
No,
see, I'm thinking a cigarette lighter to make a fire.
That would be good, too. The answer was their pet. Their pet. They wanted their company, their pet.
Okay.
The number one answer.
Run, Lassie, run.
Yeah. Why do they have a sheep?
What's that, Lassie? Timmy's in trouble?
They would take their pet. That's what it said. Their pet.
Yep. Here,
lucky.
The survey.
Lucky, dog, fancy.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen the movies.
What it said, their pet. I'm just going by the answer. You'll have to know that later today in the newsroom. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Chip Cooley.
Well, when your financial institutions. 606 Magic 105.7 traffic.
Well, we do have problems out. Tracy Carroll, Magic 105.7 traffic.
607 WMJI Cleveland.
There's nothing ordinary, a holiday tradition.
It is 607, and we're not even at Thanksgiving, and the Snow Belt receiving its first series.
Mike Snyder, Magic 105.7 Sports.
609, the forecast next on Magic.
Oh, man, gas prices are way high.
Really? Because my price went down by 15 cents a gallon this week.
Come on, how'd you do that?
I buy drinks at Get-Go.
Oh, and your car runs on Mountain Dew, does it?
No, but I do, and I'm a Fuel Perks member, so I get 1 cent off each gallon of gas for every drink I buy at Get-Go. And that's on top of my other Fuel Perks, so I earn extra.
But you had 3 cups of coffee yesterday, so you're telling me...
That's 3 cents off each gallon. Told you Market District coffee was the elixir of life.
Okay, what if you buy 3 Pepsis, a Coke, and 2 Gatorades?
That's 6 cents off, if you're having trouble keeping up.
Well, I do better with a Red Bull.
Oh, that's another penny off. See how it all adds up?
Yeah, I get it. You get a drink, your gas price goes down.
At Get-Go.
Yeah, I got that too.
See store for details. Jamaican Blend.
The Magic 105.7 Channel 3 Weather Plus forecast, a service of Time Warner. Here's Holly Strano.
Forecast for your Tuesday include 36.
And right now, 25 in Akron, 30 Hopkins, 34 degrees downtown, 611.
All right, WMJ, I'm Magic 105.7. A lot of stories out there, a lot of things to talk about besides the obvious, and maybe sometime along the way today we'll get into with the recession that is here. And there is a recession. There's probably good things come out of it, too, and we'll have to look at some of those.
Okay.
You know what? Maybe at Christmas, instead of just going out there and spending tons of money, it'll be much more goal-driven. Maybe you'll make some things, you'll come up with some ideas, you'll do things creative to try to make it a better Christmas without spending a ton of money. I mean, there are things out of all this that are good. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll try to find some of the positive things in it, too. Yes, it's out there. Yes, it's hurting all of us, but there's maybe some positive things we can come up with, it too. And there's other stories besides this doom and gloom. From day to day, it just gets to you after a while. Every day you look at the stock market and it's dropping hundreds of points. Every day you look at the government trying to bail out. Detroit wants a bailout. I mean, how far do we go with this? I'm sorry, the Motor City needs a... not the auto industry, Detroit. The city of Detroit says they need a $10 billion bailout. You know what Detroit needs? They need a nuclear bomb in the middle of it. That's what they need. They need a $10 billion bailout? I'm sorry.
Didn't Schwarzenegger say they needed one in California,
They need
too?
A bailout in California. Everybody needs a bailout now. Suddenly, everybody comes hat in hand to the government saying, give us money, give us money. We've got to find other things to dwell on, because this is out of control.
This reminds me of when relatives come to you. They go, hey, man, I'm falling on some hard times. Can you loan me $2,000?
Right.
And you know you'll never see that money again.
There's a perfect example of it, putting it in your own backyard.
And they'll come to you again in a little while asking
for
more.
I'm sorry, that last bailout didn't work. Can I have some more money? Thank you very much.